We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. What's the matter? Cat got your tongue? Where's your creativity, ladies and gentlemen? We're giving you the right to host a segment of this show. All right, for the best quarantine a movie name. All right, so you take a movie name and you do quarantine the movie. You change the title to make it fit the quarantine, right? So Fast and Furious would become Fat and Furious. Stand By Me would become Don't Stand By Me. Ferris Bueller's Day Off would become Ferris Bueller's Year Off. I have since tweeted mine to The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, and I allowed Lonzo to choose the best one that I had, and he said Thelma and Louise becomes Thelma and Disease. Zach Fain now tweets into the show, and he says, Honey, I sneezed on the kids. From Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. All right? Honey, I Shrunk the Kids has become Honey, I sneezed on the kids. Appreciate it very much. Appreciate it very much. All still coming in. We'll see, Lonzo. You know, I'm interested. Do you think, Lonzo, I got a shot? Thelma and Disease? You think I got a shot to make the Tonight Show tonight? Yes, no, maybe so. Lonzo's probably answering phone calls right now. 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number to join us on the show today. You can get to us on the text line 71307. Simply start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. Twitter, where our policy is, if you are following us, we will get to your tweets live and on the air. And finally, you can email the show, markryan@espnupstate.com. All right, we've got some calls. We've got some texts coming in. A texter is saying, no night at the museum. No night at the museum. Honey, I sneezed on the kids, as opposed to Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Quarantine a movie title. Let's get to Mario, who's up first on the show. Hey, Mario, thanks so much for the call, bud. You're Offsides. Mario, go ahead.
What's going on, Mark? How you doing?
I'm doing great, buddy. I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good. So I was laughing at all those titles, and I was trying to think of a good one. And instead of Armageddon, I was thinking Armageddon board over here.
Do you hear me banging the table? I'm laughing so hard. Lonzo, do we need to just shut it down right now? I don't see anyone beating that, do you? Armageddon. Listen, man, you know, sometimes, and this is Frank, right? This is Mario, right?
This is Mario, yes, sir.
This is Mario. Okay. So, Mario, sometimes in radio, like, you'll host a contest, right? And you'll have it open to people. And you run into a problem when the first one you hear is the best one. When I was with Booger in Tampa, Antonio Cromartie, the cornerback, was 3 hours late to a practice in San Diego. And he said he didn't change the clock back. He didn't change the clock to West Coast time. That was his excuse.
Oh, no.
So we did a segment, what is the worst excuse you've ever heard used for missing work? And we had a prize attached to it. And just like you, the answers that we got were freaking phenomenal. And the first one was the best one. And the best one, you ready for this? Best excuse to miss work? I have anal glaucoma. I just can't see my ass coming in. Okay? All right? So you can use that one. You can use that one, all right? I have anal glaucoma. I just can't see my ass coming in. Listen.
I'm going to use that tomorrow.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Lonzo, listen, man. Armageddon bored over here. That is so good, man. That is so good, Mario. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. So Mario, hang on the line. Hang on the line. Do not hang up. You are the leader in the clubhouse right now. Let's get to Frank, who's up next on the show. Hey, Frank, thanks for the call, bud. You're offsides, Frank. Go ahead.
Well, I don't even know if I should swing at it, but how about ventilating Miss Daisy?
Oh, these are fantastic. These are fantastic. Ventilating Miss Daisy. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Lonzo, our listeners are fantastic. They're fantastic. Ventilating Miss Daisy. Armageddon bored over here.
Y'all aren't even going to have to do a show today. Just keep them coming.
This is fantastic. This is Frank, hang on the line, please. Okay. Okay. So we have, okay, we have, you guys got me, and I'm trying to do a show, and you guys got me. You guys got me, and I'm trying to get through this, man. Okay. So thus far, from the listeners, we have Honey, I Sneezed on the Kids instead of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. We have No Night at the Museum. We have, this is a new one that's just coming in, Lonzo. Do you've heard of Debbie Does Dallas? How about, I feel so bad laughing at this. How about Debbie Dies in Dallas? All right. Debbie Dies in Dallas from the texter. And then our callers, Armageddon bored over here and ventilating Miss Daisy. Lonzo, you're gonna have to take this over, man. I can't, dude. I'm literally pissing myself over here, man. Literally.
Which you know, you're at home and you can do that, and no one will know. That's the other thing here. You're gonna throw this to me to judge, and I'm gonna refuse to judge because I'm doing a lot of work here, and you're sitting in your apartment. So I think, for once, you need to pick the winner.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna throw it to the audience here. I'm gonna throw it to the. I think we haven't gotten a bad one. Honey, I Sneezed on the Kids. Is great. All right. So now we have somebody on the text line, but he's sending ones that we've already seen on Twitter. He's sending me Zoomlander. He's sending me the social distancing network. These are already out there, Texter. These are already known. That doesn't mean they're great, that they aren't great. They are. But we've already seen them. You know, Debbie Dies in Dallas. No Night at the Museum. Honey, I Sneezed on the Kids. Ventilating Miss Daisy, or Armageddon bored over here. Oh, good God, this is great. This is fantastic. This is absolutely fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Guys, appreciate you chiming in very, very much. All right. What the Gilbert Grape movie, Lonzo? What was it called? What was the actual name of the movie?
Was it Eating Gilbert Grape?
What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
I believe
is that what
so.
It was? Is that what it was? Okay. So we have what's Killing Gilbert Grape. We also have Gone with the Wind has become Gone with the Wipes. The paper chase has become the toilet paper chase. And pretty woman has become pretty sick woman. I shouldn't be laughing at this. You guys are making me laugh about something I shouldn't be laughing about, but I do believe we need to be able to laugh at ourselves, right? We should be able to laugh at ourselves. All right, Lonzo, let's do this. Let's go ahead. Let's break early, okay? I need some time to think about this, and I'm going to announce the winner. Please keep Mario and Frank on hold. If they can't hold, please get their numbers, and we're going to announce the winner of the Quarantina Movie Challenge when Offsides continues right after this ESPN Upstate. Commercial break. These continue to come in fast and furious via Twitter and via the text line. Going the distance has become going the social distance. Some of these on the text line are fantastic. The mask has been changed to the surgical mask. The last of the Mohicans has been changed to the last of the Charmin. Remember the Titans has been changed to remember the virus. don't tell mom the babysitter died from COVID-19. And then friends with no benefits. Friends with no benefits. I love it. I absolutely love it, ladies and gentlemen. This is amazing. Okay, Lonzo, you got to eliminate one, okay? Friends.
Well, wait just a second. Now, these two guys are waiting on the line.
Okay, bring them on.
Yeah,
bring them on.
We need to do
bring
that
them
first.
Bring them on. Bring them on. Okay, so Mario called the show, and Mario said.
By the way, Mario and Frank, you both are on at the same time.
Okay,
I'm
so Mario
let you know
and Frank
that.
Are okay. on at the same time. Mario drops on us Armageddon board over here. I can't even handle it, dude. And then Frank comes by with ventilating Miss Daisy. Okay, ventilating Miss Daisy. We also have friends with no benefits. The last of the Charmin. The mask has become the surgical mask. All right, guys, I gotta tell you. Congratulations to you both. You both have won. Okay? We cannot you both gave us an A+ submission, and I hope it's okay with you. I know a tie is like kissing your sister. All right? And your sister is not Scarlett Johansson, so I'm sorry to tell you that. But you both given A-level submissions. So here's what we're going to do. Mario, at Thursday at 4:55, if you can do it, will be your segment. Does that work for you? Thursday, 4:55?
I'll make it work. I'm working, so I'll okay. be at work, but I can make it work.
Thursday at 4:55, Mario, it's your segment. You will have a custom segment. Lonzo, please get his phone number. We will call you precisely at 4:55.
I already have both their phone numbers. So
okay, Frank, we'll get your phone number as well. And, Frank, your segment will be Friday at 4:55, okay?
All right.
Friday at 4:55, you will have a custom segment. Now, gentlemen, you're going to have 5 minutes of material ready to go, okay? You've ever wanted to do what we do, if you've ever wanted to be a sports host, now's your chance to do that, okay? But you got to have your material ready to go, and you will be the host. You'll have your own customized intro, all right? Thank you guys so very much for your participation in this, man. It has been a blast, an absolute and total blast. Thank you very much. Congratulations as well. You know, Lonzo, I was – shame on me – for initially being disappointed with the turnout on this, what was going on was people were just taking some time to think about theirs. You know, I sprung it on them at 5:48, and I said, the hell are you guys, man? There's no, come on, man, give me some titles here.
Let me just say, man, I really love when you spring it on people. It's just one of my most favorite things of all time.
Yeah, the very regimented Lonzo does not like it when I spring things on people. He loves it, actually. I think he's growing right before our eyes. Lonzo, I'm also of the opinion, and you're gonna hate me for this. I'm also of the opinion that friends with no benefits should win. So, Texter, if you would like to host a segment of this show, and you were the one, and I can see your phone number here, but I won't reveal it on the air. if you were the one that texted in friends with no benefits, I also think that is award worthy. I really do. All right.
All right. What is this? Is this participation trophies? Does everybody win? Where's the fun in that? This is supposed to be competition.
So I got my dad texting me, Lonzo. My dad doesn't understand how this works. He says the winner cannot come to the station or to your apartment due to Corona.
Oh no, they're coming to your apartment. I've already given them your address, so they'll be there tomorrow.
He goes, maybe the winner can come when the coast is clear. Pops, listen, Pops, listen. They call in. They do the show via call-in. Okay, they're not coming to my place, Pops, okay? You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about it. Okay. Then we have Justin, whose Super Bowl party I crashed. and he has his movie title is Gone in 60 Sniffles. I think Thelma and Disease is going to make Jimmy Fallon tonight, Lonzo. I think it's going to make it. I think Thelma and Disease is going to make it. You know, I really do. Thelma and Disease, Groundhog Year, Disinfect Toy Story, Butch Cassidy and the COVID Kid, Jurassic Park would be an improvement. There you go, folks. Friends with Benefits, if you would like to do a segment of the show, all you got to do is call in. We won't make you come on the air now, but just give Lonzo your contact information, give him your name, and you can do it as well. Friends with No Benefits.
You do realize that anybody can call in and say that they're that person.
Gone in 60 Sniffles from Justin. This is outstanding. This is outstanding. All right, Lonzo, let's plan live on the fly right now. Why don't we? Do we want to air our media mock draft interview here, or do we want to do either or here? Which of the two do we want to do?
Why,
Lonzo, you are executive producer, and you call the shots, okay?
Here is my answer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, folks, up first, I will go. Unsweetened tea, Lonzo. Onsides or offsides?
Oh, it's definitely offsides. I don't get, you know, it's nasty, man. It just is. I mean, no sweet. Find me a tea that tastes good without some sort of sweetener in it, because I don't think it exists. It's definitely offsides.
Unsweetened tea is so much better for you than sweetened tea. Unsweetened tea by itself gives you that caffeine boost. Unsweetened tea might have the most raunchy aftertaste of any food product known to man. But I'm going to give it the onsides, Lonzo, because it brings with it some medical benefits. I'm telling you, brings with it some medical benefits. Unsweetened tea for the win. Absolutely onsides. What do you got, Lonzo?
I'm so ashamed of you right now, but it's not the first or last time. All right. Residents of the Welsh town of Llandudno, I know you know it well, asked to remain indoors during the coronavirus pandemic, was assailed by animals as they returned to reclaim the land. According to reports, goats are running through the empty streets, stopping to munch on hedges and gardens. So goats have taken over this town. They're not allowed to come out the humans are not allowed to come out, so the animals are taking over. So here's a question. Which of these animals would you rather take over your town? Goats, dogs, or cows?
Which animal would I rather take over my town?
Yes, your apartment goats, complex. You can't come outside,
goats,
but...
Goats, dogs, or town? Or cows. Cows. You know, dogs have actually taken over towns in Greece. I wouldn't mind that, but it would kind of be boring. So give me goats, man. You know, because, Lonzo, in terms of sports radio shows, we are the goats. Hey, Lonzo, we got another... We still have people chiming in with their quarantine of movie titles. You know, you ever hear the movie Dude, Where's My Car?
Yes,
how about
I've seen
How about Dude, Where's My... Dude, Where's My Respirator? I can't handle it anymore, man.
You know what? I think that you've reached the limit of being in your apartment. I think you're...
Yeah, I'm literally, you know, you kind of go, you kind of, they call it cabin fever, Lonzo. They call it cabin fever. I'm guilty, man. I'm guilty. I'm literally losing it here on the air for everyone in the upstate to hear right now, man. This is no good, no bueno, but I'm dying. I've never had more fun.
All right, by the way, the answer to the question, the best answer would be cows. You want the cows to take over your town because when the lockdown is over, you got steaks waiting outside the door. I mean, come on.
Lonzo, the cows aren't just sitting there for waiting for you to slaughter them.
Have you seen cows? They don't. I mean, cows don't really move a whole lot. We've had escaped cows in our area because there are a lot of cow pastures.
Yeah.
They just kind of stand there.
You know, I saw actually, not funny warning, but I saw recently a video where this guy, a professional violinist, drove up to a cow pasture. And, you know, the cows were like 200 or 300 yards away. He started playing his violin by the fence. Dude, hundreds of cows. You know, it gave me goosebumps, man. Like the hundreds of cows came to the fence to listen to the music. It was the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen, man. It just goes to show you, man, music is the universal language and not just for human beings either. All right. So I'm going to go. You're going cows. I'm going goats. Zion Williamson will make the finals in the next 3 years, Lonzo. Now, I realize you think we're going to be in our homes for 3 years, but in the event that we're not, will Zion Williamson make the finals?
If we are in our homes for 3 years and the government is overthrown, basketball will still exist, so I will say yes.
Zion Williamson will make the finals in the next 3 years. I agree. They've got to add a couple pieces around him. I'm not sure if Lonzo Airball, to ruin an NBA player's name. Now I got my dad sending me movie titles, Lonzo. All right? I say he makes the NBA Finals in the next 3 years. Lonzo, what do you got?
All right. Joe Buck asked fans to send him videos so he could do play-by-play. Some people have sent their sex tapes in. Here's what Joe's response was. I've had a couple of submissions from, let's say, a man and a woman. That just didn't seem appropriate to put my voice to in this stage of my life. But he says, maybe later in life, but not now. So is this onsides or offsides to send a sex tape to Joe Buck for play-by-play?
Listen, what play-by-play voices are asking for that is really entertaining is they're asking for people to send them a video of their everyday activities, and then they will do a play-by-play video of their everyday activities, brushing teeth, so on and so forth. Is hanky-panky, sexy time, not an everyday activity? If you're living a good life, it is. So absolutely, that's onsides to send Joe Buck your sexy time tape.
So you're saying you would be willing to do that?
In the event that I have a sexy time tape, I would be glad to send that.
No,
to
I
Joe
meant
Buck.
You would be okay if someone sent it to you to. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, if somebody sent their sexy time tape to me,
yes.
To do play by play,
yes.
Please do at Mark Ryan on air. Send them right away. That'd be fantastic.
Don't you open those at work? Well, you're at home, so you're
hey,
you're good.
It's, hey, by the way, when he does this, Lonzo, can we play some of these on the air?
No. Oh, yeah, he's already done some. I just have to find them.
Please find them. We'll air them tomorrow.
Not the sex tapes, but the other stuff.
Yeah, the other ones. Okay. I want to see them. All right, I want to see them.
I need some clarification there.
I want to hear them. What else you got?
It was your turn. Do you have another one? I got another one, but it's your turn.
Okay. Lonzo, I just was told that today is another national holiday. They now have national holidays for every damn thing. Okay, so I don't know who determines, you know, oh, we're going to take this day as National Pizza Day. I don't know who gets to decide that. It's probably some social media influencer somewhere living in their mom's basement. But national holidays for everything. Onsides or offsides?
Oh, definitely offside, especially the ones that require men to buy stuff for their significant other. Just because it's been determined, hey, here's a day that you need to buy something for them. No, thank you.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. And finally, Lonzo, what do you got?
Excuse me. All right, so acting like you like something everyone else is into just to fit in, is that onsides or offsides? I think you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Tiger King. Should I have acted like I liked it because everybody else does?
You should not. You should not. I'm totally with you with that, Lonzo. I've been contrarian my whole life. It is offsides to act like you like something even when you don't, but you're doing so because everyone else does. That is 100% offsides. And frankly, I don't respect people like that. Just being real with you. You?
Oh, obviously, I came on here and I also went on WRD and said I didn't like the show. So, and some people hate me because I don't like the show. Sorry. I just don't like it.
Lonzo, you're from the same era as my parents. So my dad has sent me a movie title, Quarantine a Movie. And I don't even know what the initial title to the movie is because he's quarantined it. But because he's from your era, I'm sure you will know.
I do believe your dad's a little bit older than me, but you go ahead.
Okay. What he sent me is You're on the Edge of Wetness. What's the initial movie there?
I don't know.
Is it You're on the Edge of Greatness? What's the initial movie?
I don't know.
By the way, Clayton Jameson. Clayton, this is fantastic. Clayton Jameson just tweeted in his movie title. You ready for this? Cast Y'all Away. Fantastic. Love you, Clayton. Love you. Cast Y'all Away. Right here on ESPN Upstate. All right. Coming up next on the show, we are doing a media mock draft where each and every day a media member from a different city in America is going to join us, yet corresponding with their city's pick in the NFL draft. So yesterday we had Mo Egger, sports radio show host from Cincinnati, make the pick for the Cincinnati Bengals. Today we have Craig Hoffman from Washington, D.C., making the pick for the Washington Redskins. Already have the interview, the mock draft guest tomorrow lined up for the Detroit Lions. By the way, Lonzo, before we get to that, our guy Scotty Myers has tweeted in. He says, Isaiah chapter 26, verse 20. Go, my people, enter your rooms and shut the doors behind you. Hide yourselves for a little while until his wrath has passed. Seems like sound advice for today. Scotty Myers says, I could not agree more. Cast Y'all Away, Quarantine a Movie from Clayton Jameson. Great stuff, Clayton. Great stuff. All right. Craig Hoffman with our media mock draft continues right after this on ESPN Upstate.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Happy Super Tuesday, everybody. Great to be here with you. So I got to share an interesting story with you, and some of this I'm going to learn on the fly with you guys right now. So we're doing this media mock draft, right? And here's how it works. based on the team that has each pick in the draft, I'm going to try to get a media member from that particular city, right? I don't know that I'll be successful 100% of the time. I do know that we had Mo Egger on yesterday. I do know that I've gotten Detroit's pick secured tomorrow, so I'm excited about that. But for D.C., I said, man, D.C., that city is not, it's not what I would say a strong suit for me in terms of my contacts there. So I reached out to a buddy of mine, a colleague of mine that I worked with in Houston, Paul Gallant. And I said, Paul, and he's now the morning show host in Seattle. I said, Paul, do you know anybody in D.C. that I could reach out to for this media mock draft? He sends me a contact for Craig Hoffman. Now, our industry's small. I know of Craig Hoffman because he does really, really good work, and I've seen his name mentioned in articles, and he does a really, really good job. So I go to call Craig, and I immediately notice that the area code is 864. And I'm like, what? I just called my buddy in Seattle and said, do you know somebody in D.C.? And he gives me the name and number for Craig Hoffman, and it says 864. Craig Hoffman from 106.7 The Fan in Washington, D.C., joins us right now on the line. Come to find out that our buddy Craig is from the Greenville area. Not only that, come to find out that our buddy Craig, his family lives still. His parents still live in the Greenville area. Not only that, but I came to find out, Lonzo, that his family lives on the same street that I live on. I'm mind blown. You make a call to Seattle, you end up on the same street you live on. Unbelievable. Craig Hoffman joins us right now for the media mock draft here on ESPN Upstate. Craig, how are you, man? Thanks for making the time. Fellow Greenvillian, hope you're doing well.
I am doing well. It is rather incredible. And, of course, that's all routed through Paul and I doing a show together at Syracuse.
Wow.
So
no way.
Turn
and by the way, that's the all air, routed together from me being born in Syracuse. How about that?
There you go. Full circle. Full
yeah.
circle.
How about that?
That is wild.
So Craig grew up in this area. He went to Riverside. He said he used to live in Sugar Creek, but went to Riverside High School. Being new here, I didn't know Riverside, but I asked my producer before the segment, Craig, and he knows of it. So neither one of us knows about Sugar Creek, but we know Alonzo knows about Riverside High School. And great to welcome you back to the homeland here, Craig.
Yeah, it's one of the big subdivisions over there on the east side of town. So it's a lot of people over on that side of town, over by Riverside, Eastside High School. You know, that is areas people will know it. But cool to be on the station that is serving my hometown. So I appreciate you having me.
Oh, yeah, Craig, it's great to have you on. So what are you doing with 106.7 The Fan?
So I've covered the Redskins full-time for the last 5 years, three of which with The Fan, and I've recently shifted a little bit into just a host role and doing some updates and things like that part-time, doing some other stuff up here in D.C., but being around that team the last couple of years has been certainly an interesting thing. It's been interesting as a Carolina guy, and my parents still have season tickets to the Panthers and go to 4 or 5 games a year. And so to watch Ron Rivera come up here and take over has been very interesting. And guys like Thomas Davis coming into the building, or eventually coming into the building when people are allowed to go in buildings again. But, you know, that's kind of what I've been doing up here. And, you know, right now we're all watching from afar, so.
We certainly
that's another interesting
we had on,
part to it.
Yes, we had on Mo Egger yesterday from Cincinnati to make.
By the way, Mo, very good friend of mine, great guy. Because the world isn't small enough.
Unbelievable guy, yes. And he selected with the first pick, no surprise, Joe Burrow, quarterback out of LSU. We've got the ESPN Sounders here, Craig, ready to play. And ladies and gentlemen, the pick is in. With the second pick in the Offsides with Mark and Lonzo 2020 NFL Media Mock Draft, Craig Hoffman of 106.7 The Fan in Washington, D.C. selects
Chase Young, defensive end, Ohio State.
Chase Young is the pick. Chase Young is the pick, ladies and gentlemen. And so there you go. Craig, can you tell us why he is the pick? You know, we know Ron Rivera here in our area loves the defensive line. He's got some big uglies from Alabama up there doing great work. Now you add Chase Young to that mix. I remember watching this guy last year, Craig, and feeling to myself, he reminded me of Jadeveon Clowney at South Carolina. There are a select few guys that you can think of off the top of your head that were the most unblockable you've ever seen at the collegiate level, and Chase Young, for me, is in that category. What is Washington getting?
Without question, they're getting a freakish athlete. They're getting, frankly, Mark, the best player in the draft. Not that Burrow shouldn't go number one because quarterbacks are just that impactful on the game, but the best pure football player in this draft is Chase Young. He's 6'5". He's incredibly powerful. He's strong. He is explosive, but he's also bendy. He is the size, even bigger, actually, than a Jadeveon Clowney. He's just as big as Montez Sweat, who the Redskins took last year and is a physical freak amongst physical freaks. Except for he's bendy like Von Miller. He has it literally all. It is insane to think that this package of attributes exists within one human being because he can do everything. He can even get out and cover a little bit in a 4-3 if you want to play him as a strong side linebacker off the ball. There are incredible options with him, but terror as a pass rusher who is also dominant in the run game, a premier position and a premier player at a premier position.
He really is. So here's the thing. You know, the outside rep of the Washington Redskins is that Daniel Snyder can't have nice things. Basically, he gets his grubby paws and everything, and he ruins everything. So what is the perfect tonic for that? You get a stable coach who can come in, kind of level things out, kind of develop some consistency if Dan Snyder will give him that amount of rope. I don't know exactly, Craig, how Dan Snyder landed Ron Rivera. I think maybe Ron Rivera is a little bit too good for Dan Snyder, but he did. I think he's a perfect fit. Is the city feeling like this could be a potentially quick turnaround, or is there a feeling like it's going to take a few years here? Craig, are you with us?
We lost him.
Okay, looks like we lost Craig. If we can try to get him back, Lonzo, that would be great. I'd like to finish up with him. The other thing I want to ask Craig is this. You know, there is outside momentum for the Washington Redskins right now. You know, that people are wondering if they would fold the tent on Dwayne Haskins out of Ohio State that quickly, right? I mean, it's in some mock drafts, you've seen the Washington Redskins linked to Tua Tagovailoa with the second overall pick in the draft. Now, you know, look, would that be unfair to Dwayne Haskins? Absolutely it would. Absolutely it would. And so Craig Hoffman joins us back right now. Craig, it's interesting to hear you describe Chase Young. I was going into how I don't know if Dan Snyder deserves the stability that Ron Rivera brings, and I don't know exactly how they landed him. I think Ron Rivera is a little bit outside of the Redskins league, given the way that organization has been run, but I do think Ron Rivera is a perfect fit there.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, I think they needed a guy who is kind of is comfortable being all powerful within an organization. I think that's ultimately why Ron wanted to come here. Is Dan Snyder sold him on a vision of a coach-centric approach where he is the most important person within the organization. He said, you're not married to anyone. You can do whatever you want. And Ron tested that pretty immediately because they wanted to keep Kevin O'Connell, the offensive coordinator, if they could, because they liked the relationship with Haskins and what he built. And, he, you know, they didn't make Ron keep him. They allowed him eventually, when it seemed that their visions weren't the same for how they wanted to run their offense, to go to Scott Turner. So, and hire him as the offensive coordinator. So it's been interesting to see that play out already. And, you know, Dan, for all of his tendency, we'll call it, his propensity to meddle right, over the years, was overly hands-off the last decade. He should have gotten his hands involved, removed Bruce Allen, and thrown him as far away as possible. And he didn't. He just let Bruce keep doing insane thing after insane thing. And if he does that with Ron and Ron makes better decisions, it can work here. But it really wasn't until, you know, from the time they drafted RG3, which was definitely driven by Dan, to last year, the Haskins pick was definitely driven by Dan. Between those two quarterback decisions, which I think it's fair to say, yeah, an owner should have a say in who the franchise quarterback is if there's someone that they like, you know, it's not completely unreasonable. Then there wasn't a whole lot of meddling. Unfortunately, last year, part of the problem with Haskins was nobody on the football side thought they should have taken him that high. And then Bruce came in and was like, well, this is what we're doing. And he was doing it because he was trying to, you know, just do whatever Dan wanted. But yeah, I think if Ron is empowered the way he seems to be, then it can actually work here, and he is the right person for the tone of this organization, which has been dysfunctional and a disaster really behind the scenes with a guy like Bruce Allen doing God knows what.
Craig Hoffman, Washington Redskins reporter and host for 106.7 The Fan in Washington, D.C., joining us as part of our media mock draft here on Offsides ESPN Upstate. Lastly, Craig, in a few mock drafts, we've seen people opine that Washington may consider a Tua Tagovailoa. Number one, boy, that would be a short leash on one Dwayne Haskins. But if you are sold that Tua is a much better player than what you got, I could understand making that move. Why do you ultimately feel they won't go down that road?
Yeah, there's a couple reasons. One, I remember talking to someone in their scouting department, and their scouting department is still intact. So I remember talking to someone in their scouting department last year who wasn't a big Tua fan. So I feel pretty good saying that they're not as high on Tua as some other teams might be. Now, that could have changed through the evaluation process, and maybe they talked to him or something. But and obviously, if Rivera loves him, then that changes the equation. But they honestly are not in love with Tua before he had a devastating hip injury, and that typically doesn't help your stock. So that's one on Tua. Two, I think that, you know, Chase is a generational type talent, and you know, I don't think any of the other quarterbacks outside of Burrow are seen as that sure of things. You know, if you knew that it was a sure thing, that's one thing, but I don't think Tua or Justin Herbert or anybody else in this draft not named Burrow is any more of a guarantee than Haskins. So why are you going to take reps away from Haskins, create controversy, yada, 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 and waste back-to-back picks when you have a generational talent potentially on the board? The other part of that, though, I will say is the way Tua Tagovailoa impacts their draft is if another team wants to give up Lord knows what for the chance to draft him at two. And that's a game changer. If a team is willing to offer three ones, and you have to listen, especially in a draft that is deep at positions you need. Like, if you want to trade that back to five and take Isaiah Simmons, or, you know, you have the chance to get one of these tackles that is all world caliber, that it, you have a chance, maybe even I've seen as late as like 12 to get Grant Delpit or Jerry Jeudy, guys that were being talked about as top five picks when they need a safety and they could use another playmaker opposite of Terry McLaurin, then I think you have to consider that. They're not one player away, as sick as Chase Young is. And if you have the chance to get three really, really high-level players, I think you have to consider that. For less than that, you probably take the great player in Chase Young. But I do think the looming presence of Tua does have an impact. It's just not going to be with them taking him.
Craig Hoffman, Washington Redskins reporter and host for 106.7 The Fan in Washington, D.C., and most importantly, the Upstate's own Craig Hoffman. Craig, great to talk to you, bud. Thank you so much for making the time. All the best to you. Stay healthy, and have to bring on an upstate local on again here sometime soon, man. Thanks so much.
Yeah, let's find an excuse to do it anytime, Mark, and everybody stay safe down there. Miss it.
All right, it's time for the best thing we heard today right here on Offsides ESPN Upstate. By the way, Michael Stathakis says he was on a conference call, very upset he missed our quarantine movie segment. Lonzo, you and I have set a record in a pandemic for the most texts ever received on the text line during a show today. Very, very proud of that. Thank you guys so much. The last 2 days, Monday and Tuesday of this week, have been amazing on the text line. We both owe you on that one. Michael Stathakis, by the way, feel free to still chime in with your quarantine movie titles. You would be fantastic at them, and I will share yours on the air tomorrow. But thanks to Mario, thanks to Frank for winning the contest. The contest winners, by the way, quarantining a movie title, were Armageddon Board over here and Ventilating Miss Daisy. I shouldn't be laughing at that, but I am. Shouldn't be, but I am. All right, time for the best thing we heard today. Frank Caliendo as Mel Kiper. Take it away.
Who do you think is probably the least equipped to handle a month just by themselves in a room?
Well, I can tell you who's most equipped. Mel Kiper Jr. is just sitting there going, this is pretty much the same way it's always been for me. Just sitting in my basement, a bunch of numbers, typing things into the computer. Not even doing that, just writing them down with a paper and pencil. I can use pencil. You know, a long time ago, let me just say this. A lot of people don't realize that. I remember the first time people went to space, the United States tried to use a pen that you could write upside down with. The Russians used a pencil. That's just right there. It's a mental situation.
Guy's fantastic. Lonzo, I mean, he's got to be, wouldn't agree or disagree, the best impersonator of our day? Of our day? Like, he's got to be the best, right?
He's the best going right now. I mean, probably a decade or so ago, Rich Little was really big, and Rich Little could do a ton of voices, but Caliendo is the guy of note at this moment.
Man, there's no, can you play something Rich Little for me tomorrow? Can you do that? I've never heard of him.
Yeah, I'll put it on the list.
Put it on the list. I'm giving Lonzo like 11 different assignments tomorrow. Always appreciate you, Lonzo. Well done today. Everybody, thank you so much for making this show a record-setting day on Offsides with Mark Ryan and Lonzo. And you guys, please take care of yourself and each other. We'll see you right back here tomorrow for a hump day episode of Offsides with Mark Ryan, which can only be heard right here on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.